So apparently, AI agents aren't just working together now. They're forming entire corporate hierarchies complete with middle managers. And honestly, they might be more reliable than your actual coworkers. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Multi-agent workflows are becoming the new standard for business AI. Here's what's happening. Companies are moving beyond single AI assistants to entire teams of specialized AI agents that work together. Think of it like this. Instead of one super smart AI trying to do everything, you've got a whole squad of AI specialists, each with their own job. The basic setup looks something like this. A front desk agent takes your request, passes it to a manager agent who breaks down the work, specialized worker agents handle their specific parts, and then an editor agent polishes everything before it gets back to you. It's basically an AI company inside your company. Here's where it gets interesting. These aren't just isolated bots passing information back and forth. They actually maintain shared memory and context. So Agent A knows what Agent B already told you, what you've asked for in the past, and what your preferences are. It's like when you call customer service and miraculously don't have to repeat your whole life story to every new person you talk to, except, you know, it actually works. And the ROI potential here is huge. These agent teams can parallelize work, doing multiple tasks simultaneously instead of sequentially. They can route requests to specialists rather than generalists, and they maintain both short-term memory for your current interaction and long-term memory about your history with the company. But here's my take, this is way harder than it sounds. Getting AI agents to truly coordinate without stepping on each other's toes, that's like herding digital cats. The companies that figure out the orchestration layer, how these agents actually communicate and share context, those are the ones who will win this race. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching these fancy new multi-agent systems emerge, something else was happening quietly. Reliability has become the actual battleground for agentic AI. See, it turns out having a team of AI agents is useless if they're not reliable, and reliability isn't just about accuracy, it's about the whole workflow. Companies are now building four critical components into these systems: planning, execution, refinement, and interface. Planning is where agents break down complex tasks using reasoning strategies like chain of thought. Execution involves the actual tools and guardrails to make sure tasks complete correctly. Refinement uses memory systems and evaluation metrics to validate quality. And interface handles how humans and agents communicate. The most fascinating part? State management. These workflows need to maintain context across long-running processes, handle timeouts and retries when things fail, and roll back changes when necessary. It's like building a transaction system for AI thinking. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you used an AI tool that didn't occasionally just forget what you were talking about mid-conversation or completely miss the point of your request? These new architectures are trying to solve exactly that problem, and companies are getting creative. Some are designating lead agents to improve team efficiency. Others use systems that dynamically reevaluate which agents are contributing value. There's even an approach called MetaGPT that forces agents to use structured outputs to reduce unproductive back and forth. The bottom line is this: the distinction between agentic workflows and traditional automation isn't just marketing hype, it's structural. These systems need explicit orchestration logic to deliver adaptive, autonomous execution at scale. Without that foundation, you just have a bunch of isolated bots producing inconsistent results. Quick hits before we go. Twilio has apparently invested heavily in shared customer memory capabilities for their AI agents. Organizations are being advised to define business goals and metrics before even thinking about which agents to deploy. And some advanced architectures like Baby AGI are using separate agents just for prioritizing which tasks should be done first, which feels very meta. That's your blend for today. When you think about it, we're essentially teaching AI systems the same organizational principles we've spent decades refining in human companies. The question is, will they make the same mistakes we did, or will they actually improve on our organizational models? I guess we'll find out. I'll see you tomorrow.